entrer par la porte dans l'avant. C'est comme ça qu'on se fait des clients. Pour vendre des rêves à mauvais prix, il faut savoir nettoyer le tapis. C'est le même sur une seule rose. Ça chauffe sous ses ongles. Ses pensées sont ailleurs. Il n'est pas vendeur. Quelles sont tes aspirations? Avec mes mains comme mon papa. Debout, petite heure du matin, une scie dans la main, le cœur sur la planche, un autre chante pour rester sain. Un jour il gagnera son pain avec les chansons de sa jeunesse. Sa seule faiblesse. Quelles sont tes aspirations, le jeune? Est-ce que tu t'en vas? Je veux faire ma vie avec mes mains.
Jabour with La Job from their new album Sam Banar, the follow-up to their well-received Round the Clock from 2016. Jabour are a contemporary roots band from Quebec with a love of musical collaboration, Cajun music and travel. Whether playing live or on record, they love to mix things up as they bring together dramatic waltzes, playful Quebec chansonnier-style tales, swinging rhythms and toe-tapping two-steps. We caught up with band leader Guillaume Jabour at home in Montreal to chat about the new album. It's great to have you join us today, Guillaume.
Oh, I'm so happy to be on here with you, Jan.
Last time we chatted, I think we were at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. You played live in my room, and we
That's
had
right.
a chance to chat about your music on the Round the Clock album.
That's
you now
right,
have
yeah.
the new album, Simpanar. So tell us a little bit about this album.
Well, so, I mean, right after Folk Music Ontario, that's when we had really solidified ourselves as a trio. because you might remember that our original fiddler, Bernadette, had left for France. And so we were really building the core of the trio, writing new songs and getting together weekly to arrange and collaborate. And that's how these new songs came about. And then at some point in the story last year, I started playing in another Cajun music band with my colleague Harlan Johnson, and we had recruited Bill Gossage as our fiddler, and we'd been getting along so well that we said, why don't you come jam with Jabor at one of our rehearsals and see how it goes, and the rest is history. So we've built these songs throughout the year together, and recorded in three big sessions, studio sessions that lasted weeks each. And Don McColgan, who you might know John as being the drummer with Cecile Dukenge, he's been playing with her for a little while. He was our mixing engineer. We had worked with him with other projects, with other Cajun music projects and that, and we knew he was a really great guy to work with. And it just sort of, it sort of hit me at a certain point that I think that John is already making producer decisions, or at least asking producer questions. And we had a band meeting, and we all came to the obvious conclusion that we wanted John to take on the role fully of being our producer for the album. And it was a really good decision to make. And so that's what we have. We have this 14-song album that took a year and a half to make. We're really proud of it, and we're ready to launch it May 12th. We've already started touring it, which was really nice. We got we went on a 2-week Home Roots Chemin Chenu tour in Ontario. Actually, we weren't too far from Leamington, but we didn't make it that far.
So tell us about who plays on this album.
Well, there's the core band, which is the quartet, myself, Bill Collier, who's the co-writer, and he also writes his own material. There's Carl Roof on the bass, Carl, of course, from the Durham County Poets. And then there's Bill Gossage on the fiddle and backing vocals. And then we have a whole slew of guests that are people that that are part of the story, part of the Jabor story. When we released our single last year, Honey, in 2018, that was the song. We put that version of the tune on this album as well, because we thought it fit with the repertoire. And that featured David Greeley, of course, wonderful Cajun fiddler and just a wonderful guy who recorded on Honey. And then we have a whole list of guests that played on there. We have Katie Roof, who's Carl Roof's daughter, who's a wonderful jazz singer, and she came in and sang backing vocals on a couple of tunes. Bernadette Fortin, who was our previous fiddler, who was visiting during the month of December last year, so we pulled her into the studio. She got her babysitter for the babies and came in and did Les Fruits. We asked Antoine Larocque if he would come in and play accordion. Antoine is from a wonderful Montreal young Zydeco band called the Winston Band, and they've been really busy this year. Actually, he was gifted the piano accordion by Carl. Carl had this piano accordion at his house, and he thought that Antoine should have it, so he gave it to Antoine as a gift. And the first challenge was to play on this beautiful Gilles Vigneault song called J'ai pour toi un lac. He did an amazing job. And then we have Oisin Hannigan and Saskia Tompkins, who are mother and son. You might know them from Clan Hannigan, a wonderful Irish band out of Cobourg, Ontario. We got to know each other actually at the Folk Music Ontario conference, and also they played a few times in Montreal, and I went to see them, and we went to visit them out in Cobourg, and we thought they were a really good fit for some of the tunes we were doing. And Saskia, you know, blew us all away. She's such a pro, and she came in with her violin, her viola, and her nickel harpa, and she played on three tunes and just did some beautiful work. You know, it really was an honor being in the studio with all these incredible people. I'm the kind of person that likes to be involved in every aspect, and so I was there for the whole thing in studio, co-producing with John. That's where we're at.
Well, you certainly seem to have lots of fun when you play together. That is very clear. And that's a great group of people coming together to make this album. Now, you mentioned earlier that songwriting is predominantly yourself and Bill Collier. I'd like to play a Bill Collier song just now, and you suggested we should play Everywhere Wild. Tell us a little bit about this song.
We found ourselves last fall at 10 songs, And John said, John McColgan said, you know, guys, 10 songs is a good album, but I want more. I want to make this a longer album because I just think you have more to say. Do you have any other songs? And we had, of course, songs, but they were new and they were unvisited, uncharted territory. So this is one of them. Everywhere Wild is one of them. You know, you hear about songs that are written in studio. Well, this one kind of became in studio. So for that reason, it's a really different approach that we took, and I'm really happy with the process. And Bill tells the story best about this song, but he talks about it being about his youth, you know, remembering being a young lad, you know, growing up on PEI, not just outside of Charlottetown, and getting kicked out in the morning to go spend the day outside and just being home for dinner and your mom sending you out with a, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something. And just sort of running wild on the island, and how you reflect on how things, you know, in some places are rather different, especially being here in the city, you know, and being in Montreal, you see different ways of raising kids. So that's what that song's about.
It's certainly a very reflective song and a very beautiful song. Let's play that just now. This is Jabour with Everywhere Wild from their new album, Saint-Bernard. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I learned to be cautious when I was a child, and I wasn't running everywhere wild. Throughout the forest, daydreaming dreams, figuring out things are as they seem. I learned to be wary when I was a boy, and I wasn't jumping for joy into the waters, rippling stream, figuring out things are as they seem. I learned to be happy now that I'm a man, and I'm finally doing all that I can here in the present. Everything gleams, figuring how things are as they seem.
That's Jabour with Everywhere Wild from their new album, Saint-Bernard. It'll be released very shortly. Guillaume Jabour is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about the new album. Now, you mentioned, Guillaume, that there is 12 new original songs on the album. There's also a couple of covers, which are from two, I think, really important chansonnier Quebec players. Gilles Vigneault, obviously everybody knows Gilles. And also, you have a song on there from Jean-Pierre Ferland. Can you tell us a little bit about why you chose those two covers?
Well, I mean, these two specifically are ones that speak to me for different reasons, and they're also ones that I've been playing for a long time. So I learned all kinds of music from Quebec, 1950s to 1970s. In my 20s, I rediscovered the music, and in my 30s, I started to dig in and learn them and learn the texts. And these are ones that I've been playing for a while, and I brought them to the guys, and I said, you know, what do you think? I think there's a place on the album for these. Les Journalistes, I just think in this time of heavy, heavy media, you know, where we're inundated, it's even redundant to be saying so. sometimes I have to step back and view, you know, the articles that are coming in, the news that's coming in, flowing, view it as a well-crafted story. I mean, there's an importance for the newspapers, I think, and for the media to be crafting stories in order to get ratings and in order to keep the networks busy. And I recognize that. Sometimes it feels like we're all part of some big joke. And so I think that that's kind of what Ferland was speaking to in this song. And it's very tongue-in-cheek, and he's kind of mocking, which he had many journalist friends, by the way. This is written at a time when he was frequenting lots of journalists and media people. And so it was a little bit of a poking fun at them, just basically saying, like, you know, critics don't know what they're saying, and they... It depends on the time of day that they're having. It depends how crappy they feel. And that can, you know, your whole career can hang on their every word. And so that song really spoke to me. And the fact that also that he wrote it before his career exploded was really interesting to me. It was kind of a risky thing to do. And then if I can speak a bit about J'ai pour toi un lac, Vigneault's beautiful love song. It was important for me to have a few waltzes on this. I think waltzes are very powerful time signature to have to bring people together, and certainly I love seeing people dance at our shows. And if ever people are going to dance together, usually a waltz brings people together. Of course, if the man has enough courage, doesn't have to be the man, but typically, traditionally, the man would have to ask a woman to dance. Although I love it when my wife asks me to dance. So I just bought a house with my family, and we're moving away from the city, back to where I came from. I came from Lachute, which is a small town in Quebec, northwestern Quebec. And I'm moving back there, in the summer. We're not going to be far from the city, so we'll still be rooted in Montreal. We're moving to lake country, and I grew up swimming in lakes. And in this song, Vigneault talks about, offering a lake to his loved one. And I couldn't think of a more beautiful thing to offer someone you love than a lake, you know. And if you're from Ontario and Quebec and other places, of course, but certainly my area of Ontario and Quebec, if you're from that area, I think you understand that sentiment when, you know, if you go down first thing in the morning on a lake and have your coffee down there on the dock, you understand that moment of serenity. If you're lucky enough to see some loons or something, there's something beautifully Canadian about that experience. And I think that Vigneault captured it beautifully in this song.
No, it certainly, it sounds, that's a wonderful story. The fact that you decided you wanted to, you know, not only put a Gilles Vigneault song on the album, but actually a song that, you know, speaks to, you know, a change that's occurring in your life. And it certainly sounds like it's going to be a very positive change for all of you.
Yeah, we're very excited.
I just wonder, you know, with people like Jean-Pierre Ferland and Gilles Vigneault, I mean, you know, you like to write story songs. Are these the sort of people you look up to when you're thinking about your own songwriting?
Definitely. I think what they were good at, not just them, you know, I listened to a lot of Félix Leclerc. I came back to a lot of Félix Leclerc this autumn, and I actually had the opportunity to be artist in residence at Félix Leclerc's house, where he lived in Vaudreuil for over 20 years. Before he went to France. So it was during that, when he, just before his career exploded, and where he wrote a lot of his most famous works, his early works, were in that house. And so I spent a month writing in his house, tapping into that. I think what you know, Félix and Gilles Vigneault and other, you know, others like Claude Gauthier, and, you know, of course, some of the females, Louise Forestier, Pauline Junier, their power was to make something incredibly beautiful out of the mundane, you know, out of a daily, seemingly unimportant task, but turning it into a beautiful moment to be, just to be explored as an artistic moment. I think there's something very Zen about that too, you know, if you look at it from a like Japanese Zen perspective, about sort of just stopping everything and taking a look at this little moment and seeing the beauty that it is, or seeing how it's layered in so many things. There's undertone in everything we do in a day. I think that's the power in a lot of that music, for sure. And it has its beginning in folklore too, right? In Quebec folklore, in a similar way, which also taps into a lot of the Cajun folklore that we're listening to. Songs about very simple things, but there's something very profound about that simplicity.
It's good you say that, because I'm going to go back into the album and play one of your songs. And I thought it would be fun to play Les Fruits, which is a song which I think works on several different levels, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. It's another one. It's another sort of tongue-in-cheek social commentary or social criticism, if you will. It's kind of a mythical story, a little modern fairy tale about this book. And the book has incredible images and incredible descriptions of fruits. It's just a book of fruits. But what happens is the main character gets so obsessed with this book, which has all information and pictures of fruits in it, that when he goes to the grocery store and when he goes to the fruit store, all the fruits look bad. They don't look appetizing to him because he's stuck on these images from his book. But of course, what ends up happening at the end, thankfully, spoiler alert, is that he realizes that he's been stuck in his home obsessing over this book, and he's starving because there's no food in his place. He's completely overlooked what he needs to do in his regular life to feed himself, and so he's starving. So to me, this is a metaphor, you know, for social media and Facebook and that kind of superficial existence that, you know, as artists, and I mean, you as well in media, you have to be a part of, right? You have to keep it up and you have to be a part of, but sometimes it feels there's that place where it feels very superficial, and it's important to go see real people and touch real hands.
It's funny because it's definitely a follow-on from that Jean-Pierre Ferland song Les Journalistes as well with Les Fruits. That's great. Let's play that just now. This is Jabour with Les Fruits from their new album Saint Bernard. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
C'est un ami, mais pas vraiment, qui lui suggère d'obtenir cette publication. Il faut l'avoir, il n'y a rien de mieux. Les fruits de ce livre sont tellement délicieux. C'était facile de le trouver. Il avait juste à le commander. Et toutes ses grandes idées ont changé. Lorsque le colis est arrivé, toutes ces grandes idées ont changé. Lorsque le colis est arrivé, les plus beaux, les plus dispendieux, les plus nouveaux et non les vieux, sur les pages de ce livre, on lui dit lesquels choisir, et il ne peut s'empêcher de lire. Chapitre 1, les pommes, parfaitement rondes et très bien tigées. Il voyait sa réflexion sur la pelure de la Macintosh. Vista Bella, Ginger Gold, Gala Spartan et Empire. Page après page, pomme après pomme. Comme c'était beau, même un petit peu trop, il commence à trouver que c'était peut-être un petit peu trop beau. Chapitre 2, les agrumes. Il sait déjà que ça protège du rhume, mais il ignorait que les mandarines étaient aussi juteuses que les oranges sanguines. Saviez-vous que les mandarines étaient juteuses comme les oranges sanguines? Les plus belles, les plus rondes, les plus juteuses et celles qui fondent dans la bouche. Sur les pages de ce livre, on lui dit lesquelles choisir. Il ne peut s'empêcher de lire. Ni à l'épicerie, ni à la fruiterie, il trouvait que ça avait de l'allure. La pelure tachée et les tiges craquées et les bananes étaient bien trop mûres. Chapitre 3, l'épée, toute petite et très facile à avaler. Les fr- framboises, les fraises, les mûres et les bleuets. Le plus qu'il lisait, le plus qu'il les voulait. Mais les petits fruits à l'épicerie étaient bien trop laids. Lorsqu'il finit ce fichu livre, il réalise qu'il est tout seul dans sa cuisine. Son bol de fruits complètement vide, comme son estomac. Les images de fruits ne feront jamais un bon repas. Les plus beaux, les plus dispendieux, les plus nouveaux et non les vieux. Sur les pages de ce livre, on lui dit lesquels choisir. Il ne peut s'empêcher de lire, mais il devrait s'empêcher de lire.
That's Jabour with Les Fruits from their new album, Saint Bernard. It's going to be released shortly. Guillaume Jabour is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio, chatting about their music. They're just back from a wonderful home roots tour of Ontario and now getting ready for a release show for the new album. And I think that takes place shortly, doesn't it, Guillaume?
Yeah, that's right. It's Sunday, May 12th, Mother's Day, as it happens. And it's happening at Petit Campus on Prince Arthur in Montreal. It's a proper concert. It is our album launch, but we're going to be doing two sets of music, and we're going to be playing the tunes on the album, but as well some tunes from the first album and some cover songs that we like to play as well. And our guests, not all the guests will be there. Some of our fiddlers won't be there, but the bulk of the guests will be there. So it's going to be something of a party. It's going to be something of a Jabour reunion party on stage, and it should be lots of fun. And of course, we'll have both albums ready to go, ready for sale.
What else do you have planned for the rest of the year? I think you are playing in Montreal at the Montreal Festival on the Canal again, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, we're playing at Folk on the Canal. Matt Large and his wife Rebecca Anderson's festival, and I forgot to mention that our launch, actually our album launch, is a Hello Darlin' Productions promoted show, and so that the Hello Darlin' Productions is Matt Large's company, and he brings some of the best folk programming and folk and roots programming to Montreal. So we're so lucky to have him in our city, and we've collaborated on a few things in the past now, and so he's they're promoting our show, which is lovely to be on the team for this event. And then we're playing twice. Well, Jabour is playing on the stage at Folk on the Canal on the 15th of June, which is a Saturday, I believe. And then the same day, actually, we're the Cajun Outfit, which is Les Flaneurs, but it's a bigger band, so we call it the Cajun Music Collective. And we'll be a six-piece band hosting a Cajun dance as well under the tent with Catherine Planet, who's a wonderful fiddler and assembleurs, and really brings people together in Montreal for the sake of traditional music, traditional Quebec music. But she's also a great Cajun fiddler because she spent some years studying in Lafayette. So we'll be doing this big Cajun dance where Catherine will also be teaching people how to dance two-step and waltz. So that's going to be a big weekend for us. And then we have a few things throughout the summer. I'm really happy that we're playing a big event in Lachute, actually, when we're moved back up there. We got involved with the town, and we're playing at an event for the schools out there, for the elementary school and the high school, which is really nice. I'm really excited to be integrated into the community there, back into the community. And then at the end of the summer, we'll be at the Hudson Music Festival, another great event. And then we'll be getting ready for, probably the next thing we'll be getting ready for is Folk Music Ontario, where I hope we'll see you again.
Oh, yes, fall. You'll definitely see me again. No, that would be great. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about you, and I wanted to, reiterate this, is you love to have fun when you play, and it's quite clear. I mean, it's all about the music, which is obviously why I do my show, too.
Definitely, yeah. It has to be fun. That was always the rule from the beginning. It has to be fun. And this band is fun. We couldn't go, the four of us, on the Home Roots tour for the those are house concerts, as you know, they're house concerts, and you get accommodations from the house. It's an incredible organization, and I encourage musicians to sign up and try to get in on that organization. It's just incredible. But we had to be a trio, so we went myself, Bill Collier, and Bill Gossage. Being in a car together for 2,500 kilometers is a good test to see if this band is going to make it through the long haul. And we had a blast. You know, we had a blast together, and we knew when to take time. We always know when to take time away, and you know, we're good at the hard conversations, and that's what this collaboration, musical collaboration, being in a room together in a small tight studio room and making hard decisions, like changes to forms. You know, we've recorded things, and we decide this something's not working. You know, John will put on his producer hat and he'll say, there's something wrong here. This form is too short. We need to do something. We need to call Bill. You know, Bill, if Bill wasn't in the room, we need to call him. We need to have this conversation. We need to hammer this out. And they're hard because these are songs, they're works that you've sculpted, you've got together. Maybe we've been working on them for a year. And then there's this outside person, our producer, who's saying something needs to change. I don't know if you have any rigid people in your life or if you yourself are a little bit rigid, Jan, with some things, but you know, I'm assuming as a radio show host, you have to be a bit of a perfectionist and you have to get things the way that you want them, but you also have to decide at a certain point, okay, I think we have to do this even though I'm not fully comfortable with it. These were things that we faced a lot and you know, being good with each other, being in a good relationship with each other, being able to talk about those difficult things, it was really good that we were able to, at the end of the day, still go out for a beer and being able to laugh and be happy with the decisions that we made. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's, you know, you're making art, and certainly when I make radio, yeah, I try to make radio as good as I can based on everything that I have to work with. So, yeah, that's why we do what we do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been great to chat with you today. If people want to learn more about Jabor, they can head to jaborband.com. That is their website. We have one thing left to do, Guillaume, and that's to pick the final song to play. And I thought we should play, I think, a song that has quite a lot of meaning for you. It's one of your songs, and it's C'est pas son nom. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, first of all, the style, it's a swing tune, right? It's a swing tune in the feeling of being Spaz or the Mills Brothers, those sort of heavy vocal swing tunes. Originally, when we would play it, it would be a very simple acoustic sounding, which is what I wanted. I got, you know, I picture us around the one microphone. It got a little bit more produced for the album, which I'm thrilled with, so I'm really happy with it. But the story behind the song is that, I mean, basically, I grew up, like I said, in Lachute, and we lived across the street from the hospital. My dad's a retired surgeon. My mom's a registered nurse, a retired registered nurse. They met at a hospital. and I have many, many memories of walking to the hospital, which is a really short walk. We're talking about 100 meters. And, you know, bringing my mom her lunch or bringing my dad a snack because I know he has a long shift or he'll be working through the night. And so that walk to the hospital is something that we did often. And my parents, obviously, way more than me, my dad being the chief of surgery there for 35 years. And so I was reflecting at some point a few years ago when they started to have some health problems. They're getting older and they have health problems and sometimes they have to go to the hospital. My dad, I won't get into the details of whatever condition, but he shouldn't have been walking, but made that walk to the hospital when it probably should have been an ambulance. But that walk was so hard and long. And over the years, as different things happened, and, you know, they sort of bounce, as older couples do, they kind of bounce between health issues. And that walk became this, like, symbol of getting to one another. So, yeah, there's a beauty, you know, in that pain. There's a beauty in what I've seen my parents go through, and they're still such rocks in my life. And they go through the hard times together, I guess. And that's what that's about. It's C'est pas son nom means his or her. It could be either one, you know. Footsteps are slow.
Yeah, it's a great song with it, and it's a lovely story. I've got to say, it's a I loved the song the first time I heard it, and then when I was able to read the liner notes about the song, I thought, oh yeah, what a great song to wrap up this interview. I wanted to thank you for spending time to talk to us today. This is Jabor with C'est pas son nom from their new album, Saint Bernard. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Guillaume, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Dan. It was a real pleasure chatting with you. I look forward to seeing you, hopefully, at FMO.
Elle le prend par le bras pour traverser la rue Laurier. Et c'est pas son lent, c'est pas son lent. Il lui fait à manger deux ou trois fois par jour. C'est toujours un peu trop salé. C'est pas son lent, c'est pas son lent. L'amour ne connaît pas le temps. Pourtant, elle compte les anniversaires. Demander si elle aime autant. Elle dit oui, même si c'est pas son lent. Il attend son appel de sa chambre d'hôpital. Dès qu'il s'éveille, c'est pas son lent, c'est pas son lent. Devant l'autre, sur le chemin de la côte, quatre fois par jour, c'est pas son lent, c'est pas son lent. Quand elle reçoit son congé, il retrouve sa femme. Si c'est pas son lent, mais on a plus 20 ans. L'amour ne connaît pas le temps. Pourtant, il adore sa belle Rolex. Demander si il l'aime autant. Il dit ben oui. Et puis elle le comprend. Ensemble enfin, de retour au foyer, la vie est belle. Même si c'est pas son lent, c'est pas son lent. Même si c'est pas son lent, c'est pas son lent.